All right, we're about 2 minutes in. Let's skip to the dirty stuff. You ready for it? Here we go. All right. I'm caught up on every TV show. Everything you binge on HBO Go, Netflix, everything you stay home, you watch 40 episodes in a row of whatever. I've seen every episode of everything. I had a night off a few nights ago. I thought I would stay in and watch the weirdest B-horror movie I could find on Netflix. And I came across the movie Wolf Cop. Have any of you guys seen that one yet? Has anyone seen Wolf Cop? A couple of you? Great. I'm glad a couple of you have. You can back me up that everything I'm about to say about it is completely true. The rest of you who have not seen Wolf Cop, you get it, right? Like, I don't have to explain what happens in Wolf Cop. It's a werewolf movie, and like every werewolf movie, you're waiting for that first transformation scene, right? The first time they turn into the werewolf is always the best scene. Michael Jackson in Thriller, you want to see that first time he turns into a werewolf. Michael J. Fox in Teen Wolf, you want to see that first transformation scene. Even a non-werewolf movie like The Incredible Hulk, you want to see that first time he hulks out, right? What do all three of those transformation scenes have in common? You never see the dick change, right? You have never once seen the dick transform in any of those monster movies in the history of monster movies, correct? Guess what happens in Wolf Cop? I bet you can guess what happens in Wolf Cop. You see his dick change first. It's the first fucking part of him that changes. I don't know why they don't do that in every werewolf movie. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen. There's a police officer in Wolf Cop that turns into a werewolf. Dick first. And I'm sorry to spoil it for you. Spoiler alert, Wolf Cop 2014. You can watch it when you get home on Netflix. There's a cop, he's like an alcoholic, he's at a bar, he goes to the bathroom to go pee, right? And they don't show his dick right away. They show him standing at a urinal and they show his pee stream. And it's yellow like a normal pee stream. All of a sudden, the pee stream turns from yellow to red. Ew, right? Gross. No one wants to see that. I don't want to see that. But you do got to imagine if you're a human and your body's about to go through all the changes from human to wolf, there's going to be internal bleeding, right? It's a very realistic portrayal of what happens internally if you want to look at it like that. It goes from yellow to red and it cuts to his face. He's looking down like, I don't like that. I don't like that whole situation. Not what I signed up for when I went to go pee. Then they show the dick for the first time and it's already not a human dick. But it's also not a wolf dick yet. Wolf dick, they're over there. I don't know why. It's somewhere in between. It's just like a big, swollen, white potato. It looks like a fucking potato. And then it goes back to his face. He's looking down like, I don't want to be a potato. I didn't sign up for potato when I went to go pee. Then they show the dick for the second time, and now it's twice as big, and it's swelling, and the camera angle is down here. So you have these, like, wolf potato balls, like, in your face, while you have his face in the background going through the whole range of emotions one would go through if your dick were turning into a potato. Then they show the dick for the third time, and now it's three times as big, and it's pulsing, and it's swelling, and it's bleeding, and then all of a sudden, it explodes, and there's blood everywhere, and out from the explosion just comes a big old black hairy dog dick, and I've never seen anything like that in a movie in my entire life, and the truth is, I haven't seen the whole movie yet, okay? I haven't seen it because I had to stop it. I had to stop it right there. Not because of why you think, because I had to rate it 5 stars on the spot because I've never seen a scene like that in a movie in my life, and I thought I deserved it. 5 stars for a wolf cop, hashtag wolf cock, and here's the thing. I know a lot of you have never, clap if you've never seen me perform stand-up live before. Yeah, okay. I mean, ouch, but okay, I get it. I knew that going in. A lot of you haven't seen me, so for me to come out and basically open with 5 minutes about a wolf penis, that's risky. I'm gonna lose some of the audience. I know that going in. You guys are weirdly on board for that, so thank you very much for that. But my point is, whether you like that joke or not, who's probably going home and watching the first 20 minutes of Wolf Cop? There you go. I don't get paid shit for that. Now, because of that wolf cop joke, because of the last 4 minutes of all of our lives, I was offered a role in Wolf Cop 2. What happened was I saw the movie about a year and a half ago. I started talking about it on stage. People were laughing, so I put an early version of the joke on YouTube, right? Comedians never do that. We don't want you to see an early version of a joke. We want you to see the finished product. But what I was thinking was, I just saw this movie. Once all the other comedians see the movie, they're all gonna start talking about it. I gotta get my version online so everybody knows that I was doing it first, right? Cut to a year and a half later, turns out I still got the market pretty cornered on Wolf Cop material. Didn't really catch on like I thought it would in the comedy community. But I had a friend email me who saw it, and he goes, hey man, I know the guy who wrote and directed Wolf Cop. Do you mind if I forward this along to him? And I said, please do. And the guy liked it. He started following me on Twitter. We started having a little back and forth, and then half the cast and crew started following me, and we started having a little back and forth. And they all live in this tiny little town in Canada. Okay, the movie's Canadian. Obviously, the movie's Canadian. They all live in this tiny little town in Saskatchewan, Canada, which I just happened to be touring through last year, right? It's a little town called Regina, all right? R-E-G-I-N-A, and I know it's pronounced Regina because on stage, I would say it's nice to be in Regina. And they come up to you afterwards and they go, it's Regina, like vagina. And you're like, okay, save it for the license plates. So... they all came out and saw me perform, and they had a great time, and they came backstage and were drinking beers, and I got to meet the guy who wrote and directed Wolf Cop. I got to meet half the cast and crew. I got to meet the special effects guy, the guy who made the dick. And they offered me a little role in the sequel, a little cameo, right? They were gonna fly me out to Canada, they were gonna put me in a hotel, and they were gonna pay me $700 Canadian, which I was very excited about because that's like $40 American, you know? And then 2 days before I was supposed to fly out to Canada, my manager calls me and goes, the executive producer of Wolf Cop, you know, big money behind Wolf Cop, was looking through the payroll sheets and was like, who the hell is this guy? Never heard of him. We're not flying him out to play a little part in the movie, right? And they took it away from me. They took it away. And I was very upset about it because I was excited to be in the movie and then they took it away. And so there's no real ending for this story other than to say, Wolf Cop 1, watch it. It's great. It's fantastic. Wolf Cop 2, fuck Wolf Cop 2. I was supposed to be in it, now I'm not in it, so it could have been better. So Wolf Cop 1, check it out. Wolf Cop 2, I hope the executive producer of Wolf Cop 2 chokes on a big fat prosthetic wolf cock. Is that a good ending for that bit? I think that's a pretty good ending.